Leicester's musical history is as diverse as the city itself, with different music styles filling the streets, from Sounds of the Caribbean at the largest carnival outside of London to the soothing classical symphonies at De Montfort Hall, a 12-minute walk from Leicester Station. I remember seeing Depeche Mode when they very, very first started out at De Montfort Hall, one of my first gigs. But if you had to choose one band to represent the city and its mesh of influences, then you'd be hard-pressed to find a better choice than Tejinder Singh's Corner Shop, a band that mixed uniquely Indian sounds with elements of dance and indie rock. Their first gig was held in 1991 at OJ's on Gower Street, a 20-minute walk from the train station. But their biggest success came as their track Brimful of Asher caught the ear of Norman Cook, who remixed it in his now famous Fatboy Slim style. The song went on to become a huge success. It went to number one in 1998 and went double platinum in the process. But Corner Shop weren't the only big name to come from the city. After all, Leicester produced the bass player for one of the most significant names in rock royalty, John Deacon of Queen. John was born in Leicester in 1951 and moved with his family to the suburb of Oadby in 1960. He played in local band The Opposition until 1969, when he left the city for London to study electronics. It was there that he met his bandmates Brian May, Roger Taylor and, of course, Freddie Mercury. He became part of one of the biggest bands in the world, wrote some of the most iconic hits of the 70s and the 80s, and helped change the face of music forever. Another local band to have achieved international success are Kasabian, who formed while at college in Leicester 1997. The following year, they played their first ever gig at The Shed, a venue on Yeoman Street, just a 10-minute walk from the station, which has also seen the likes of Arctic Monkeys and Ellie Goulding pass through its doors on their way to stardom. That Kasabian gig set the stage for them to build a stellar career that has included six number one albums. There are plenty of venues in Leicester to catch live acts while you're in town. The previously mentioned De Montfort Hall has seen some of the biggest names of every genre grace its stage over the past 100 years. As the home of the Leicester Symphony Orchestra, and having hosted London's Philharmonia Orchestra for more than 20 years, it has always hit the right note with classical fans. But it's also seen more than its fair share of pop and rock idols pass through its doors. The Beatles, Led Zeppelin, The Clash, The Rolling Stones and David Bowie have all made their mark on Leicester from here. For something on a smaller scale, check out The Donkey on Welford Road, which calls itself a small venue with a big reputation, or the upstairs stage at Firebug on Millstone Lane. And if you fancy a festival, then there's the Caribbean Carnival in August or the Leicester International Music Festival featuring classical music in September. A 5-minute walk from Leicester train station. Whatever you're looking for and whatever you're hoping to do, with such a melting pot of musical styles, Leicester really is a music lover's dream.